Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace the busy time question in IELTS speaking, expert tips and sample answers. The IELTS speaking test often includes questions about busy periods in your life. This topic is a common one, as it allows examiners to assess your ability to describe experiences, express feelings, and use a range of vocabulary related to time management and stress. In this comprehensive guide, we'll explore how to effectively talk about a time you were very busy in your IELTS speaking exam, providing sample questions, answers, and expert tips to help you achieve a high band score. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1 of the IELTS speaking test, you may encounter questions about being busy. Here are some common questions and sample answers. Q. Are you usually busy? A. Generally speaking, I'd say I'm quite busy most of the time. Between my studies, part-time job, and social commitments, I often find myself juggling multiple responsibilities. However, I try to maintain a healthy work-life balance to avoid becoming overwhelmed. What do you usually do when you're busy? A. When I'm particularly busy, I tend to prioritize my tasks and create a to-do list to ensure I'm staying on top of everything. I also try to maximize my productivity by using time management techniques like the Pomodoro method, which helps me stay focused and make the most of my time. Q. Do you prefer to be busy or relaxed? A. That's an interesting question. While I enjoy having some downtime, I actually prefer to be moderately busy. Being engaged in various activities gives me a sense of purpose and accomplishment. However, it's crucial to strike a balance and avoid becoming overloaded or stressed out. Part 2. Long term. In Part 2, you might be asked to describe a time when you were very busy. Here's a sample cue card and response. Cue card. Describe a time when you were very busy. You should say what you were busy with, why you were so busy, how long the busy period lasted, how you felt about being so busy. Sample answer. I'd like to talk about a particularly hectic period I experienced last semester during my university studies. It was the final month before exams, and I found myself swamped with assignments, project deadlines, and exam preparation. The main reason for this intense busyness was the culmination of several major projects across different subjects, all due within a short time frame. Additionally, I had to balance my academic responsibilities with my part-time job at a local cafe, which added to the pressure. This extremely busy period lasted for about 3 to 4 weeks. During this time, I was working around the clock, often staying up late to complete assignments and waking up early to review course material before classes. Honestly, I had mixed feelings about being so busy. On one hand, I felt overwhelmed and stressed by the sheer volume of work I had to complete. There were moments when I worried about whether I'd be able to meet all my deadlines and perform well in my exams. However, on the other hand, I also felt a sense of excitement and motivation. The challenge pushed me to improve my time management skills and become more efficient in my work. Looking back, while it was a demanding time, I'm proud of how I handled the pressure and managed to stay on top of my responsibilities. It was a valuable experience that taught me a lot about my capabilities and the importance of proper planning and prioritization. Follow-up questions. How did you manage your time during this busy period? Did this experience change how you approach busy times now? Sample answers. To manage my time effectively during this hectic period, I implemented a strict schedule. I used a digital planner to break down my tasks into smaller, manageable chunks and set specific time blocks for each activity. I also minimized distractions by turning off notifications on my phone and using website blockers to avoid social media during study sessions. Additionally, I learned to say no to non-essential commitments and focused solely on my priorities. Absolutely, this experience was a real eye-opener for me. It taught me the importance of proactive planning and not leaving things to the last minute. Now, I start preparing for busy periods well in advance, creating detailed schedules and setting interim deadlines for myself. I've also become more adept at recognizing my limits and not overcommitting myself. This experience has definitely made me more resilient and better equipped to handle high-pressure situations in both my academic and professional life. Part 3. Two-way discussion. In Part 3, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic of being busy, Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. Do you think people are generally busier now than in the past? Why or why not? A. I believe people are indeed busier now than in the past, and there are several factors contributing to this trend. Firstly, the advent of technology, particularly smartphones and constant connectivity, has blurred the lines between work and personal life. Many people find themselves perpetually on call, responding to work emails or messages outside of traditional working hours. Secondly, the modern economy often demands that people work longer hours or take on multiple jobs to make ends meet. This economic pressure can lead to a more hectic lifestyle. Additionally, there's a cultural shift towards valuing productivity and achievement, which can create a sense of needing to always be busy or productive. However, it's worth noting that this increased busyness doesn't necessarily equate to increased productivity. In fact, some argue that this constant state of busyness can lead to burnout and decreased overall efficiency. It's a complex issue that reflects the changing nature of work and society in the 21st century. Q. What are some effective ways to manage stress during busy periods? A. Managing stress during busy periods is crucial for maintaining both mental and physical health. One effective strategy is prioritization. By identifying the most important tasks and focusing on those, you can reduce the feeling of being overwhelmed. Another key approach is regular exercise. Physical activity, even if it's just a short walk, can help release endorphins and reduce stress levels. Additionally, practicing mindfulness or meditation can be incredibly beneficial. These techniques help in staying present and avoiding anxiety about future tasks. It's also important to maintain a healthy work-life balance. This might involve setting boundaries, such as not checking work emails after a certain time, or dedicating specific times for relaxation and hobbies. Lastly, seeking support from friends, family, or professionals can be very helpful. Talking about your stress and potentially delegating tasks can significantly lighten your mental load. Q. How do you think the concept of being busy differs across cultures? A. The concept of being busy can vary significantly across cultures, reflecting different values and societal norms. In many Western cultures, particularly in the United States, busyness is often equated with productivity and success. There's a cultural tendency to view being constantly busy as a badge of honor or a sign of importance. In contrast, some cultures prioritize a more balanced approach to life. For example, in many Mediterranean countries, there's a greater emphasis on leisure time and enjoying life, with concepts like siesta in Spain or long lunch breaks in Italy being integral parts of the culture. In some Asian cultures, such as Japan, being busy can be seen as a sign of dedication and hard work, which are highly valued. However, this has also led to issues like karoshi, or death from overwork, prompting discussions about work-life balance. Interestingly, in some Scandinavian countries, there's a growing movement towards shorter working hours and more leisure time, based on the belief that this leads to greater overall productivity and life satisfaction. These cultural differences highlight how the perception of busyness is not universal, but rather shaped by societal values, economic conditions, and historical contexts. Understanding these differences can be crucial in today's globalized world, especially in international business and cross-cultural communications. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high band score in your IELTS speaking test when discussing busy times, incorporate these sophisticated vocabulary items and phrases. Juggle. To try to manage several activities or responsibilities at the same time. Example, I often have to juggle my work commitments with my family responsibilities. Overwhelmed. Adjective. Overwhelmed. Feeling unable to deal with a large amount of work or information. Example, during exam season, I sometimes feel overwhelmed by the amount of material I need to review. Prioritize verb, pre-tize, to decide which of a group of things are the most important so that you can deal with them first. Example, to manage my busy schedule, I've learned to prioritize my tasks effectively. Time management, noun, tunt, the practice of using your time effectively or productively. Example, good time management skills are essential for balancing work and personal life. Burnout, noun, physical or mental collapse caused by overwork or stress. Example, many professionals experience burnout if they don't take regular breaks from their hectic schedules. Multitasking, noun, multitasking, the ability to do more than one task at the same time. Example, while some people praise multitasking, studies show it can actually reduce productivity. Work-life balance, noun, work balance, the division of one's time and focus between working and family or leisure activities. Example, achieving a good work-life balance is crucial for long-term happiness and success. Swamped, adjective, swamped, having too much work or too many things to deal with. Example, I've been swamped with assignments lately, barely finding time to catch my breath. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test when discussing busy times, use a range of vocabulary. Incorporate sophisticated words and phrases related to time management and stress. This demonstrates your language proficiency. Provide specific examples. When describing a busy time, give concrete details about what you were doing and how you managed it. This adds authenticity to your response. Show reflection. Discuss how the experience affected you or what you learned from it. This demonstrates critical thinking skills. Use appropriate tenses. Ensure you use past tenses correctly when describing past events, and present tenses for general statements or opinions. Practice fluency. While it's important to use advanced vocabulary, make sure you can pronounce these words correctly and use them naturally in conversation. Develop your answers. In parts 2 and 3, aim to speak at length, elaborating on your points and providing explanations or examples to support your ideas. Stay on topic. While it's good to expand on your answers, make sure you're always addressing the question asked. By following these tips and incorporating the sample answers and vocabulary provided, you'll be well prepared to discuss the topic of busy times in your IELTS speaking test. Remember, practice is key to improving your fluency and confidence. Good luck with your IELTS preparation. For more IELTS speaking tips and sample answers, check out our guides on how to describe a stressful situation and how to talk about work-life balance. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.